The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Good morning. Thank you to you for joining in on the last day of May. Crazy. We're almost into June. Tomorrow's
June.
Doesn't
feel like it, though. This
well, it feels like crazy weather May in Seattle, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, we were somewhere this week. That was kind of fun.
We went
different.
On a field trip.
We went on a field trip.
I had to fill out a permission slip and everything.
It's crazy. Oh, yeah. But it was fun. So we got to go see the Kohler factory, the foundry, which has been around since the 1800s, which is nuts.
This is just amazing there.
If you've never been to Kohler, they do tours there. Right. Well worth the time to go take a trip and see what they do.
I toured it back in the 90s. Worked for a remodeling company. We went up there. We took the longer tour when we were there, because we saw all the faucets and the porcelain and everything that we didn't get to see on Thursday.
Yeah.
But making the cast iron, that was probably the coolest part.
Well, and the robotics that are in that place now are crazy to watch. Right. Like, there's not even a human around, and things are just being made as it's going.
Plus the number. We were commenting on the number of tubs and sinks, cast iron tubs and sinks, just going through that factory. It's like, where are all these tubs and sinks going?
Yeah, worldwide. You know, that's where they're going.
Basically.
The most interesting fact is they have 60 locations worldwide. Yeah. I did not know that. Yeah. You think of Kohler, you think of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin,
I didn't
Kohler,
realize
Wisconsin.
They were all over the world like that. And then we also went to Richco.
Richco Structures,
Where they make trusses, which was an interesting
Haven, thing Wisconsin, to watch. Right outside Whistling Straits. You can literally see Whistling Straits from there.
Yeah.
From their location. But to where they make roof trusses primarily and floor trusses out of wood.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing stuff. Some of the stories one of the guys was telling us about.
Well, and how many 32 designers on staff? 32.
Yeah.
They're making that many trusses 24/7.
Right.
They have three different shifts
going.
They're making trusses. That again, I go, are we building that many structures on a daily basis? And the answer must be yes, because
look at all the houses being built. But they do commercial stuff too.
Yeah.
So.
But
really
that's one of many. They said there's like 12 or 13 in Wisconsin alone that are making trusses nonstop.
Right.
So we talk about we have some information that we got earlier in the week that we're going to talk about next. But the question becomes, are we still building at the same pace? What's going on with housing? What's going on with remodeling? Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about that this hour. I think later in the show, we're going to go through some spring maintenance things that we should be looking at on our houses.
Plus anything anybody else wants to talk about. Plus, how about those Brewers, you know?
Yeah, the five-game winning streak.
Winning. What's Yelly's on a roll, seven-game hitting streak for Yelich.
Yeah.
Plus all these home runs. So hopefully he's back to form. So, whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you, of course. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. I'm Dayton Kane. He's David Nason. And we will be back. It is The Fix It Show on WTMJ.
The Fix It Show with Dayton Kane and David Nason on WTMJ.
You can find the Fix It Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for joining us. I'm Dayton Kane. That's David Nason. And we have Nate in the studio this morning waiting to take your calls. Isaac has the day off. 855-616-1620. If you want to talk about fixing stuff, that's what we're here to do. But you read an interesting article this week. And tell us a little bit about what you saw.
Yeah, so I was actually sent part of the article and got some information in regards to home sales. And, you know, there's just a whole lot going on with the economy, tariffs, all this kind of stuff. And basically it's saying in the Milwaukee area in April, the home sales were down 10.4% compared to the same time last year. And what we're also seeing is it says 9.2% of the home purchase agreements were canceled, which is up from last year, which was 6.5 last year. So Milwaukee's increase in cancellations was the third steepest of any major metro area in the country. So basically, as somebody makes an offer on a home and somehow and for some reason it's canceled, and there's a lot of different reasons.
A lot of different reasons. One of the reasons, though, that I might guess is that people are a little more gun shy, and so they're seeing a problem in a house, and instead of going, well, I need the house, so I'm just going to buy it and I'll fix it, they're going, yeah, I'm going to walk away from the deal and I don't want to risk it.
And inspections are part of that. You know, I'm a home inspector and we do hear that. And you know, I think what everybody needs to understand, home inspectors don't kill deals.
No.
We home inspectors ourselves, we don't kill them. We're reporting information. The house itself, if there's bad things that are found with the house, it's not the home inspector's fault.
Right.
It's actually the home inspector's doing his job, his or her job, if they're finding the issues.
Right.
You know, because there's no perfect house out there, but what needs to be just kept in mind is that everything's fixable. No perfect house. We just have to, it just has to be addressed between buyer and seller. But sometimes there's things that are too big, too much of an issue. As you kind of said, are gun shy, you know, younger, first time buyers. There's an issue. A home needs a lot of care. It's just been kind of neglected or deferred maintenance. And next thing you know, instead of just little things to keeping up with things, little paint and caulk here and there, now all of a sudden wood is rotten and things, a lot of things.
Yeah.
Windows are shot or something.
The first time you see something starting to look rotten on your house, you should probably address it immediately, because that's probably coming from behind and working its way out, possibly. So now it's not just that little bit you're seeing on the front fascia or something. It's coming from back, usually water getting behind and rotting from the back out.
Or above. If you see trim down at the bottom corners of your windows, it's usually something at the top, flashing, missing, caulking, failing, or something like that, an opening or something, you know, that now the water's getting in up above and it's running down behind the trim or the siding. Water generally, you know, runs vertically pretty well, and it stops where something stops it.
Yeah.
You know, that just kind of makes sense. And so it's usually the sill or the trim at the bottom, a horizontal piece that prevents that water from flowing anymore. And it just sits there behind the trim and it rots.
And depending on, I mean, it could be on top of the window too, where it hits that stud that's in there that's put in, and then suddenly it's dripping in your window.
Yeah.
Typically, unless your windows are really, really old, it's not the window itself that's leaking. Mm-hmm. It's water coming around it that's getting in somehow on that frame. Yeah, it's the installation.
And like you're saying, years ago, they didn't have all the tape and everything around them and the window flanges and all that kind of stuff.
I had two houses from the 90s I looked at this week that had no waterproof barrier behind the siding at all. So when we take that siding off to reside, we don't know what we're going to find back there.
Right.
So is, again, when you start seeing something and you think, oh, it's small, I'll get to it. Just get to it.
Yeah,
just look at it. Get it done, because it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Nothing fixes itself, right?
Right.
So once you see that, you start. Yeah. The reason I say people are being a little more picky and they're like, I'm hesitant. We're seeing it on the remodeling side where people are – I've seen – it's been weird. People will fill out the form on the website, and I will call them that day or the next day and say, hey, I'm just calling to set up an appointment to come check it out. Oh, I've decided not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You just filled out the form yesterday or this morning. What happened in that time?
I have 6 home inspections scheduled next week. 1, 2, 3 of the consulting type jobs that I do.
So you're busy.
I'm busy. I'm scheduling into the actually almost through the following week.
So have you seen though then in your experience people going, oh, I'm not going to buy that house now? I know you don't want to be the bad guy, right?
No.
Because you don't want people to think inspectors are bad people and trying to kill deals. But if you point out stuff, are people seeming a little more hesitant than they used to be? Because for a while there was a feeding frenzy, and I'm buying a house. I don't care what's wrong with it. I'm going to buy it.
It's not quite that anymore. I will say I think at least three of these inspections are not part of a real estate transaction.
Gotcha.
So I do get people just calling me, hey, I want to get an inspection, whether they're a listener here to the show or they got my name from somebody. I'm at that point in my business where it people will just contact me.
Right.
My name's got out there enough. And again, largely, but you know, just doing enough, but also this show, that people just, I just want you to come and do an inspection. And so I'm not a real good gauge of the industry just because of that and all the other stuff that I do.
Sure.
But,
so on that note,
but also,
what's your website if somebody wants to reach out to you?
BestInspectionsLLC.com. I mean, I'm busy right now, but if you need something, I can 3 weeks out, I'm pretty wide open. 4 weeks out, you know, the rest of the summer, I am going sailing on a couple trips here coming up.
But nice.
That's just some weekend stuff.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some of that maintenance that we should be looking at on our house right now, this time of year, spring, you know, winter changing to spring, changing to summer.
Is
what are
summer?
Some things we need to...
Doesn't seem like
supposed
it. Didn't
to be.
Seem like it yesterday.
Supposed to be. It is a Fix-It show. We'd also love to hear from you. The Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Thanks for listening to WTMJ.
WTMJ's The Fix-It Show with David Nason and Dayton Kane.
Thank you for joining us. Festa Italiana going on this weekend at the Summerfest grounds. They did it right. Because you got German Fest, Polish Fest. I mean, we don't have Der Festival Germania. Like, it's Festa Italiana. It's fun to say. So instead of calling it Italian
Fest. It's a good time, too.
They did it right.
Big fireworks tonight again.
Fireworks tonight. The big service, the big mass tomorrow is often well attended. So
always good.
A lot of people heading down that way. All right, let's talk about home maintenance. We're into spring, almost summer, so we're changing the seasons again. I'm going to read through a list. You tell me your thoughts on it. Jason Fox from Capital would be very proud because the first thing is to change HVAC air filters.
Yes.
So if you haven't worked with your air conditioner yet, go take anything off that you may have put over the top of it.
Right.
Turn on the electricity if you turn that off. Check your filter to make sure it's clear so you're ready to go when you finally need that on. I haven't kicked mine on yet, but it's supposed to be 80s this week, so it may be the time. So that's a good one.
Yes. If you have the bigger 4 or 5 inch wide media filter, you could generally do that every 6 months. So it's now, you know, and then fall. Basically, put one in for the cooling season, put one in for the heating season.
That's what I do. Okay, next one says, clean and inspect window screens for damage because something over the winter could have, ice could have hit it, hail.
I've told people a lot, especially if you have casement windows, it's not a bad idea to take them out in the winter, in the fall, you know, going into winter. Take them out, store them. It allows you to see through the glass a little bit better.
Trap moisture.
You can wipe the moisture off easy and everything. If you didn't when you put them away, but now, like you said, a good time, clean them up. If you got to have a screen replaced, get it over to a hardware store or something and have it rescreened. And
get I did my back least favorite task this week. I washed my windows. I hate it. Yeah. I hate it, but I did it.
Nobody likes doing it.
I can actually see out my windows again, so that's good. Let's see. Look for moisture in the basement and crawl space. So
we've had a fair amount of rain recently, and we've had guys on the show here that talk about that all the time. Go down and look in the corners, look, you know, if you got moisture on the wall, it's not the end of the world. Moisture on the floor or coming through the walls, that's usually, or if you have stains up high, it's usually a drainage grading problem. Make sure your downspouts are probably one of the things here coming up is make sure your downspouts are connected and away from the house. So we need something at least 4 to 6 feet. Get that water 4 to 6 feet away from the wall. I'm not a big fan of the big plastic corrugated snake type drains. They get clogged. The sun, you know, cracks them and everything. Just get a metal extension.
Yep.
4 or 6 feet away.
Same area of the house. It says make sure your sump pump is working.
Oh, yeah.
My sump pump, I know it's working because it runs all the time. Yeah. But if you have one that doesn't run a lot, it doesn't hurt to, if you can, pour some water down into that crock and see if it fires up and discharges and properly.
If you're in a newer home and you got a crock and the crock cover is sealed and you're like, how do I test my sump pump? Not all sump pumps, but a lot of the newer ones have two cords coming out of the crock. So there's two going, and they're going into a plug. And they're one's plugged into the back of another one.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of piggyback type thing. The front one is attached to the float. So when the float gets to a certain height, it opens a switch in that plug, and it provides power to the rear plug, which is for the pump.
Oh,
If you want to test that pump, unplug the plug from the back, and just plug that one directly into the outlet.
And it'll start to run.
And it'll make the pump run. You bypass that float. So you can make the pump work. Now, if you got water, and a little bit of water, you should hear it. You can hold your hand on the pipe, and you should hear it water run and everything. If there's no water in it, it's just going to kind of hum. Okay, it's working, but you don't know for sure if the pump is working. You really need to try to make a port in there or open it up or somehow get water in there to make the pump work. But you can make that pump work manually there.
Yep. Another one I wouldn't have thought of inspect the washing machine water hoses for cracks and the dryer vent for lint buildup.
Yeah, the washing machine hose, the rubber washing machine hose, whether they're black, gray, red, or blue, the rubber ones, it says check them. I say get rid of them. Go to the hardware store, or whatever, big box store, and get the reinforced, the ones that are metallic and like braided metal,
yeah,
stainless steel, and get the reinforced washing machine hoses. When I worked for Kelman Fire and Water Restoration, you wouldn't believe how many people have water loss claims because of their washing machine hoses.
Well, and if it's dripping slowly behind, yep, there, you would never know it if it's, yep, going down into the floor somehow.
Just like a garden hose connection, make sure you turn, yep, the valves off in the wall,
yep,
or sometimes it's just a lever. Turn those off and unscrew them. You're going to get probably a little bit of water on the floor. Be ready to mop that up, but unscrew those hoses. Throw them away. It says right on those hoses, replace every 5 years.
Yeah.
Nobody ever does that. You know. So replace them.
Good stuff. We'd love to hear from you. What are you doing out at your house right now to get ready for summer? 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line.
More of your questions next. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Welcome to the second half of hour number one. Next hour, Eric Brown from Outdoor Living Unlimited going to be on with us. Now we are joined by Fawn from Olson's Outdoor Power Equipment. Good morning. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
It's supposed to be a beautiful weekend for us to get outside and look at our power stuff. So that's what we're here to talk about with you today, right?
Yeah. We've been busy fixing people's things, explaining on how for them to look at things without ruining them more, and stop hitting rocks in your yard.
Right.
And so we were just talking about some home maintenance stuff we should be doing this time of year. What are some things people should be looking for as we head into the power equipment side of things? What checklist should we have?
Well, always check your oil, like we've always talked about, yeah, making sure you do that first before you even try to turn that machine over, putting fresh gas in. If that gas has been sitting there all winter long and hasn't been treated or is not a non-ethanol gas, not a bad idea to maybe get most of that out as you can and then start with fresh gas this year. Make sure you open up and check your air filter. If your unit can't start, it can't breathe. If the air filter is clogged, we're finding a lot of people come in with that simple problem. And I'll kind of go out and look at it and be like, yeah, here. And then it starts right up. So those are the basic ones. And then, again, if you're going to check your blade on your walk-behind mower, always remember to turn your flip your machine with the air filter to the air. That way there you're not putting gas and oil into your carburetor if you turn it the other way. And then make sure your blade is sharp. They wear out. Try starting her up.
And Fawn, I realize that point about tipping your lawnmower with the air filter to the sky, that goes with small power equipment too, because I have a gas powered trimmer, and it wasn't running very well. And first of all, I realized we hadn't changed spark plugs since we bought it. So I was trying to find one, and I ended up going down to Olson's. They were the only ones that had that spark plug. So thank you for that. But also,
yeah, no problem.
I'm looking at it, and it was like, what's this? And I flipped this little thing open. Oh, there's a filter in there, and it's just covered in oil. And yeah, I was like, okay. So I'd washed that out, and it was a little foam thing, so I was able to clean it. But that just makes total sense. Even with your small equipment, you got to be sure about air filters and spark plugs and all that as well.
Yeah, air filters are overlooked so much. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize it because your snowblowers don't have one.
Right.
But air filters on walk behinds, because now we're breathing in, you know, dusty, dirty air, particles in the air, grass clippings and things like that. And it's there to block those particles from getting into your carburetor and causing major problems. So if they are clogged, I always tell people it's like putting your hand over your mouth. If you can't breathe, and it's the same thing for a piece of equipment, that it also has to breathe.
I'll tell you, changing to non-ethanol gas was a game changer when it comes to starting up my stuff in the summer and the winter, you know, my lawnmower and my snowblower. It just, I haven't had an issue since I switched over.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, if you learn one thing from this show, that's it. Go to that stuff because it really helps.
And I haven't had an issue, so I switched to my new battery powered.
That thing is.
I bought a steel battery powered lawnmower from Olson's, and that thing is sweet.
So much quieter than the gas ones.
It is self propelled. You push a button, grab a lever, and it starts right up and going. Best thing I bought all year.
Yeah, and that one you don't have to worry about which way you turn it because there is no gas and oil.
Right.
And the only maintenance on those, it pretty much keep your blade sharp.
Yeah, charging the battery and keeping your blade, the underdeck clean and the blade sharp.
Yeah.
How do you sharpen a blade? What's the safe way to do it? Besides bringing it into Olson's, which I know you guys do that service.
Yeah, you can do like a small, like little hand grinder. If you're talented enough to do it, but you have to remember you have to not only sharpen the blade, but you have to balance the blade.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take equal amounts off of it. I mean, you can do the old nail trick, put a nail into your board in the garage and then hang it and it should hang even.
You gotta draw a level line on the wall first though.
Right. Yes. Because if you don't, your machine will probably end up starting to wobble.
Yeah.
And the more it wobbles, you can start, goofing up with cranks that go up, and it's not going to cut properly.
Mm-hmm. So for the small investment to bring it into you, it's probably worth it. So you're not going to mess up your whole machine over it. I got one of those electric knife sharpeners. Can I just run it through that?
No, don't do that.
You don't want to read. I don't know if any people remember, before I bought my brand new lawnmower, my old one, I hit the water. The water main thing, the blue thing, and it took a chunk off of one side of the blade, and so it was wobbling. So I took the blade out and cut off a piece off the other end to balance it. And obviously, that's not recommended.
Blades aren't that expensive. Go buy a new one.
I needed to finish cutting my grass.
Speaking of buying a new one, all right.
I did end up buying a blade.
Where Olson's is and what you guys all do.
We are on 143rd and College, so basically a quarter mile west of Janesville Road, or 1 mile due east of Moreland Road on College. We're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1. We are an Aaron's Gravely dealer, so we do carry the whole line of the Gravely zero turns. So they start at 34-inch and go all the way up to the big 660s and everything in between. And then we also are a Complete Steel dealer as well.
All right, she's on with us for a couple more segments. Get your calls and texts in on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. And check them out at olsonspower.com. That's OLSONS, olsonspower.com. It is a Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Need advice? Call 855-616-1620. Our expert home inspector is here to help. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and David Nason hanging out with you. Thank you for being here. It's going to be sunny and 63 in Milwaukee, 71 as you get inland today. So it's going to be a good day to get outside and work in the yard. And speaking of that, we have Fawn from Olson's Outdoor Power on with us this hour. 855-616-1620. If you have questions, give us a call or send us a text, and we'd be glad to answer them with Fawn here. Let's talk a little bit about what you were mentioning.
Yeah, one of your favorite products is Aaron's and Gravely, right?
They're the same company.
Yes, right. So they make the same products, and they're right up there in Brilliant, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Family-owned company forever. Very innovative company. They make all their products, most of their products right here. Tell us a little bit about, do we have any deals going on or with them or?
No, right now, unfortunately, just since it's the heart of the season.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah, they don't have anything going on. Now, not saying that they won't have something for Father's Day or something like that. Their marketing department is very brilliant. They don't, throw it out there for a long period of time. So, you can always check Aarons.com. Their website, which is a really good website, so they're
But why
local?
Why are their products so they last so long?
Well, my saying, buy once, cry once.
Right.
But this has been they make it with American metal and always have been. I mean, they test these. They field test them. They test them inside their testing facility, which is a phenomenal facility. We were have been able to go up there and do tours with them. So they tested all different types of conditions. They tested with different types of grass. People don't realize that our grass up here in the Midwest is different than the grass that is down south or southwest or, you know, northwest. So when they design something, it has to be able to be used in all areas of our country. So, you know, their testing is done. They are one of the only ones that even on their 42-inch machines, they have a three-blade process on them. So the more blades you have and the shorter blades you have, the cleaner your cut is going to be. They also are the only ones that have a four-point deck hanging system. So that deck is secured to the frame of the machine. So the other ones will have a three-point. And I always tell people, go look at other machines and get down on your knees and look underneath where you know where it attaches and how it's put together. And when people do that and they come back, they're like, wow, we would have never looked. Like, yeah, look more than what the pretty paint is.
Yeah.
Look at the machine. Flip the seat. See how things are located. They carry the oil drain tube connected right to the engine, so you're not having to try to get a funnel in there. And that's even on their X or XL models, your residential models, that's done for you. So the consumer can maintain their equipment really easily. And if they want to come in every year, every other year, every 2 years, you know, for a complete tune-up, they can do so. But I always recommend to them to please don't, the book is there for suggestions is what I call it. Change your oil every year. That's the biggest maintenance. I thrive when I talk to people or sell something to them. I'm like, change your oil. And your machine's going to last you. There's no reason these machines, and they have 15, 20 years.
You can check them out if you go to Aarons. It's A-R-I-E-N-S, A-R-I-E-N-S.com. Also, Olsen'sPower.com. Fawn, with us for one more segment. Get your calls and texts in at 855-616-1620. The Fix-It Show is on WTMJ.
David Nason and Dayton Kane. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction each week. We thank them for that. On with us this half hour is Fawn from Olson's Outdoor Power Equipment. You can find them at olsonspower.com. U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills Golf Course today and tomorrow. How do I get my lawn to look like that, Fawn?
Well, you're going to cut it, but first of all, the coming up today, tomorrow, we've had a lot of rain.
Yeah.
And we've had, you know, we fertilize our lawn, whatever. We haven't cut it. Now you're going to get the weekend warriors that are going to go out there and go at it. And they are going to blow belts left and right. They are going to hit things because they forgot that that landscape timber was there or that decorative rock was over there or that clothesline pole was there.
Well, go pick up all the sticks that blew out of your trees over there.
I was just going to say that. We have had so many people with blown belts because of A, forgetting or not picking up the bigger sticks because they get jammed up underneath, especially on walk-behind mowers. The littlest stick, you know, a 6-inch stick that's the size of, you know, your thumb or whatever can actually get up inside there and snap your belt really, really quick. So, yeah, do a walk over. And then when you are cutting your lawn, don't bring it down to 2 or 3 and try to get that park-looking effect right away. You're going to have to double cut it. It's going to take you a little bit longer, even on riders. Don't go knocking it down to 2.5 or 3 and you're trying to cut, you know, 6 inches of grass because it's going to overload your machine. And then you're going to, like I said, you're going to either snap belts or you're going to wreck your blades. and then it's going to cost you money, and you're not going to get your lawn cut this weekend.
So I had to like triple and quadruple cut my lawn. It's been growing so fast with the fertilizer and the rain and the it's insane.
Yeah,
like you at this point, we're almost cutting our grass every 3 days to not have to like triple cut or
dodging the raindrops.
And you're going to have to. You're going to have to do that. We had to do ours. We did it. Let's see, last week Friday. Then I cut it Monday, and then we got it cut. Thursday, and it's like, okay, we'll be cutting again tomorrow.
That's crazy. So what about it's like wet in the morning, you got that dew hanging on the grass? Do you need to let that burn off with the sunshine and then do it, or can what happens if you cut wet grass?
Well, you're going to overload your machine, it's going to clump. So yeah, you do. And I always tell people when you go out there and people are like, oh, my grass is dry with their hands. I said, stick your hands in the grass.
Yeah.
Put your fingers down because, you're right, the top may be dry, but the bottom, there's still a lot of moisture. So we had a lot of rain the last couple of days. Give it to like noon or so before you go out, or go out this afternoon.
Good way to tell.
Before you even attempt.
Like we said, go pick up sticks, pick up stuff out of the yard, and if your shoes are wet from walking around in it, it's not time to cut yet. So
right, okay. Exactly.
So you have a great service team there at Olson's in Muskego. Tell us again, as we have a minute left, wrap up what you guys do and what people can bring to you. And where you service.
We service just about every lawnmower. There are some exceptions because we are not an Exmark dealer or a Skag dealer or a Hustler, not Husqvarna, Hustler, Bad Boy. Those we cannot get parts. Now, we can do engine. That's not a problem. Do tune-up on the engine. But if you've got other parts that are needed for that machine, we can't. But, walk-behind mowers, tillers. We're a steel dealer, so we can work on steel. Right now, we are in the back. The guys are about 3 weeks backlog on tractors and about a week on walk-behind mowers. So, bring them in. But like I said, if you are going to cut your grass this weekend, it's going to take you a little bit longer, but double cut it, and you're going to save yourself, some maintenance problems on there, and you're going to save yourself some money because they're not buying blades or belts. We talked earlier about doing a walkthrough first, picking up the items that, have blown in there with winds, especially sticks.
Awesome. Great to have you on the show. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks,
Eric from Outdoor Living Unlimited coming in next. That does it for hour number one.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.